FHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Worthy is your name, Jesus.
Trump administration officials, Republican lawmakers, and other supporters gathered at the Kennedy Center to pay tribute to conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was assassinated at Utah Valley University last week. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We remember that our dear friend Charlie would never want us to be overcome by despair. He would want exactly the opposite.
Investigators are still searching for a motive. Officials say interviews with the 22-year-old suspect's family and friends suggest he was radicalized in the dark corners of the internet. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson is not cooperating with law enforcement. He has not confessed to commit assassination to authorities. He will be formally charged on Tuesday in Utah County.
Police say Robinson's roommate and romantic partner is cooperating. The Trump administration has asked Congress to approve $58 million in emergency funding to boost security for the executive and judicial branches. CBS's Willie James Inman.
Now, in its request, the White House noted that members of Congress would also likely need additional protection in the wake of the Charlie Kirk murder that took place last week in Utah. The White House supports that additional funding, but they're leaving it to Congress to figure out how much funding they would need and how they would go about protecting themselves.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio is meeting with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu less than a week after Israel's surprise airstrike targeting Hamas negotiators in Qatar.
What's happened has happened. Obviously, we were not happy about it. The president was not happy about it. Now we need to move forward and figure out what comes next.
Parts of the eastern seaboard are in for stormy weather this week. CBS meteorologist Andrew Kozak.
Off of the Carolinas, a developing low. It's going to move up and eventually out to sea, but it is going to give us some strong rip currents, some showers across the I-95 corridor. That's going to be from about Monday night all the way through Thursday before we get this thing out to sea.
The big winners, some of them at last night's Emmy Awards on CBS, The Pit with Noah Wiley.
To anybody who's going on shift tonight or coming off shift tonight, thank you for being in that job. This is for you.
The show won Best Drama, Wiley Best Actor. CBS's Stephen Colbert took Best Talk Show Series for the now-canceled Late Show. His advice?
Stay strong, be brave, and if the elevator tries to bring you down, go crazy and punch a higher floor. Woo!
S&P Futures up 8. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball. It turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it, keep it light, and believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Currently, it is 60.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, WGBW afternoon host and actor Eric Westfall joins in studio. Then Mental Health Warrior Film Festival founder Max Blaska joins. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete and I are enjoying one more Friday night of summer with our family and friends, and we'll be back live Monday with a brand new week of Nightlight. But in the meantime, here is a show featuring WGBW's new hosts, Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, and Eric Westfall. Hope you enjoy, and have a great weekend.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who doesn't believe in sex after marriage, Pete Schwaba.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks.
Everybody was out smoking them if they got them. Well, welcome back. We are kicking off Act Two here at Nightlight on this Friday pre-long holiday weekend show. Hope everybody's in a great mood. It is great to have you here being part of the show. We got a lot of texts we'll get to. We'll do that soon. If you're just joining us, our question of the night is, name a store, or what is a store, to make it an actual question, that you miss browsing in. Stores that are no longer around due to mall closings or whatever. I say Musicland. Conrad said Blockbuster. Bust Blocker. That sounds bad too. And our guest here who in the studio is Eric Westfall, who is the afternoon host here at WGBW. You said Prangyway. Great choice.
Yeah, Prangyway and Chess King. And I thought of another good one that was a fun one at the mall. If you had to be there because, you know, mom was doing some shopping, but you wanted to kill some time. Spencer's Gifts was
oh, yes. Fun. That's one. A great one. Yeah. Yep. They're still online, aren't they?
I think so. But maybe,
yeah, like right up there with Brookstone.
Yeah.
But let us know. That's our question of the night. Be part of the show. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Also, if you have not gotten your text word in tonight, folks, there is still time. This is the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway. As you know, we have just a little bit of summer left here, and we are doing this really cool concert. Our concept. What is it? It's a contest.
Yes.
I can't make mistakes like that with an actual pro radio person sitting next to me. It's very emasculating.
You're the pro. I don't have somebody else like doing all the.
You don't have a Conrad?
No.
Oh,
I got to
do
all the heavy lifting myself.
Conrad.
You know, we came in here and I don't know. People can't see it because it's out of camera range. I mean, there's like a whole food spread that he. No, I'm just kidding.
Conrad whipped up a quiche. Conrad's like, please hire me away from this monster. But we do have the Nightlight Last Chance Summer Getaway. And our keyword is for tonight. Is dine, D as in David, I-N-E, dine as in diner. What other examples can I give? I got to make sure people understand that. Dine, like fine, but with a D. So text that in on the app, folks, and you are eligible to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista. And we're even throwing in some free grub. It's worth $175, and it is all yours if you are the winner. So good luck, everybody. You still have time. And all you have to do is send a text. What else did we say, Conrad? What else do we miss? What do I need to recap? Conrad's bummed about the Badgers.
You know, if you haven't tried it yet, go out. And if you're in Wisconsin, go out and grab a cow pie.
Yeah.
The candy.
The candy. Yeah, you got to clarify that.
Yeah.
Go out and eat cow dung, folks. My name is Conrad Greer. Yeah, that's we covered that too. We got some texts. We'll get to those. Let's do Steady Eddie. Steady Eddie texted in early tonight, and we usually I'm under the gun on Fridays to get through a Steady Eddie text, but we'll do Steady Eddie right now. He says, "Pete, I miss Kmart. I would go with my dad on a Saturday." Oh, that's great.
It's not Steadfast Edward tonight.
No, it's not. Kmart is not highbrow like that. But Kmart, are there any Kmarts left?
I haven't seen one in super super long time.
Yeah, I. If there is, I couldn't tell you where.
Because the one in Menominee just closed like 2 years ago. So that made me think maybe there are still some out there. But anyway, either way, Everett from Sun Prairie, some clarification on a previous text. He says the exclusive company was a small record store chain rumored to be a Chicago mafia front. How do you like that? Oh. I went to the Blue Mountain Road and Brown Deer Road locations in Milwaukee. The question is, Everett, did you ever whack anybody? That's what I want to know. I'll sneak one more in here before we get back to Eric. Tyler from Wisconsin Rapids says, also Drucker's General Store in Hooterville. See, Tyler likes to get these cheeky things in.
Yeah.
I think he always has some kind of innuendo. Pickles in the Barrel, another one, were the best. I've never heard of that. Have you heard of Drucker's, Eric?
Well, Sam, you know, I believe Sam was running it up until his death a few years back.
Sam Drucker?
Yeah, Sam.
Are you playing a joke? Who is
no,
that?
No, that's from the
TV show.
Petticoat Junction or whatever, yeah. Well, actually...
Is that what his text is referring to?
I'm pretty sure.
Tyler, how old do you think I am?
So it would be... And there's a couple shows that use that.
That use Drucker's?
Well, Sam Drucker's, Drucker's General Store in Hooterville.
All right. I love it. Hooterville sounds like a nice little burg. Dave says, I don't want to get censored. He was the one that typed in porn, but he spelled it all kinds of different ways earlier. And then he also said Tempo, which was a store in Menominee, Michigan that was like, I always confused it. Like when Targets came out, I thought, oh, they're bringing back. Oh, no, that was Tempo. Kind of the same department store. But have you guys ever heard of a Tempo?
No.
All right. A Marinette Menominee original. All right. My guest in studio, folks, is Eric Westfall. You can hear his work here on WGBW afternoons from 2 to 6, spinning the oldies, breaking to the news, doing time and temp.
Yeah.
Right? That's a radio thing.
Well, yeah. There's other people that do that. So yeah. I don't have to. So
but no, you
that
have way to nobody go can. To it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nobody can blame me, though, you know, if the weather's bad. I didn't give the forecast.
Conrad gives a mean 5-day forecast.
I do. I look out the window and. Just say how it is.
It's more like a 5-second forecast. He can't predict the future. All right. So you're also an actor, Eric. We covered your radio career more or less. People can hear you on WGBW every day. I was saying this to Dan Marcus last night. Like oldies, like I would imagine the ratings are going to go through the roof because who doesn't love oldies? You're playing nothing but hits.
Yeah. And nobody, there's not another place. You can get that unless you go, you know, online or get Spotify or something like that and pay money for it.
Right, exactly. All right, so tell us about, you're also an actor here in Northeast Wisconsin.
Yes.
How did you get into that? And tell us about some of the play. We'll get to the one you just talked about in Abrams. I think that sounds really cool. But you've done Shakespeare and everything. So tell us about that.
I have, you know, and I think this goes, this started when I was a little kid. Like I would wear, like, different clothes and that I would keep costumes and then create characters. Like my mom would come home from work and suddenly I'd be some little old man or so, you know? So I think that's where it first started. But, you know, I was very excited once getting to high school and actually being able to do plays and that. So I've been doing it all my life. Sometimes the job is, you know, doing nights, obviously rehearsals and shows are at night. Yeah. So when I was doing nights in Wausau, I couldn't act, but when I moved to Green Bay, I was very excited because I would have the nights free again. And the first show I did was within months of here with Evergreen Theater called Inherit the Wind.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's about the Scopes Monkey Trials. So it's based on, you know, real life. And I was the defense attorney.
Dude, I could totally see that.
Yeah, it was so cool. And at that point, Evergreen performed at St. Norbert at the Webb Theater, which is a thrust stage. So, you know, we put the courtroom scene like right down on the people's face and, you know, we're going at each other. It was pretty cool. And at this point, I don't really think there's a theater group that I haven't worked with in the area in some capacity.
Are there a lot of theater groups in this area? Like, is theater thriving here?
It actually is doing pretty well. You've got... just across the river, Green Bay Community Theater, who has their own space on Walnut Street there, the Liebralt Playhouse, Evergreen Theater in DePere. They've had to move around a little bit lately, but, you know, they've been in the area for a long time. Play-by-play theater is a little bit newer, but they're more of a semi-professional group. And they're the ones who have brought the Shakespeare, Summer Shakespeare. 2019 was the first year that they brought it in Whitney Park, just down the street a little bit. And then within the past couple of years, we brought it to some other locations, including the Titletown area over by Lambeau and at Heritage Hill. And it's been a lot of fun.
It's fantastic. When it comes to Shakespeare, what kind of crowds do you get? Do you get people that actually understand Shakespeare or are fans, or is it more like, what's going on here?
You get a little bit of everything. Okay. You know, it's free. So people are like, hey, what's going on? Yeah. You know, food trucks and stuff. But the first year that they did it, it was just one show and they had no idea what was going to happen. The weather ended up being very nice because obviously you're weather dependent with doing it outdoors. And they don't have a full count, but there had to be at least 1,100 people or more there. There was definitely over 1,000 people. Some people were saying 1,500. So I don't know, but that Whitney Park was packed. And in subsequent ones, it's been less because we've had more shows. Yeah. But we, you know, still bring in several hundred people if you don't have an issue with the weather.
That's outstanding. I know you're also friends with Frank Hermans. Do you care to elaborate on that?
Yeah, Frank's a great guy.
He's a great guy.
Yes, I've never had the opportunity to actually... Okay, so I haven't worked with every theater group. I haven't had a chance to work with them yet because they do a lot of performances.
They're busy.
And, you know, when you're doing radio and things like that, we have events that come up in that, and it's awfully tough for it to say, you know, to your boss, hey, can I have, you know... these next 20 nights. Yeah. It's a lot easier to say, can I have six, you know, available days or seven or whatever. So, but Frank does so much for Green Bay.
He really does.
He is the Green Bay cheerleader and I love it. And the fact that, you know, he's got all the things going on, you know, he's really created something awesome.
Busy guy, prolific
and he's
too. I mean,
happy to promote the arts and stuff. He's had me as a guest a couple times. You know, what he does is the feature, interviews guests on Local 5 Live. Yeah.
So I did that too. That was so much fun.
Yeah.
And you're right. He's such a unique guy. Like, I don't know many towns the size of Green Bay that have a Frank Hermans.
Yeah.
One guy that puts on that many shows or a Meyer Theater. Like, just kind of two treasures in this area. And I know you're friends with Frank because you were on TV recently and I watched an interview you did. You did some cool stuff during the draft.
Can
you talk about that? That sounded really fun.
So, of course, everybody knows that there was the stuff happening down at Lambeau during the draft, but downtown Green Bay didn't want to get left out. and the history that Titletown has. So there's the Packers Heritage Trail, different spots around downtown Green Bay that have a certain connection with the history of the Packers franchise. Well, during the draft, they wanted to do a living Packers Heritage Trail. So... they had about 10 of us who were portraying different characters. So I was Brian Mulligan Cerruggi. I chose him because he was a telegraph operator, kind of a song and dance man. And before the radio broadcasts, when they would gather together in the Eagles Club, he would relay the message off of the teletype. What's the
Morse code?
No, the before radio that they.
They used one in the movie The Sting.
All of a sudden, I can't think of what it's called. But anyway, when that would come in, he would let everybody know, it started from there.
Nice.
And so I got to portray that during the draft. It was really cool.
Do you have any? We've got about a minute left. Do you have anything coming up people can see you in?
Yes, the Abrams Theater, Abrams Spotlight Productions, which is just 20 minutes north of Green Bay. The play That Goes Wrong. We did this back in May. We're bringing it back. It is. One of the funniest shows ever. And not next week, but the week after, I'm going to have tickets to give away.
Dude, Con, should we get in on that?
Oh, yeah.
and we were talking about other gigs, too. I would say I could run a theater. That would be fun.
Yeah.
I love theaters when there's nobody in them and they're just quiet. And I love that moment where it's packed and there's the murmuring right before the curtain. It's just... magical.
It's a cool energy.
Very cool stuff. Thank you for coming in tonight.
Hey,
buddy.
Thanks for
great
having
to get
me.
To know you and hope you have a great run here at WGBW. Love your work. Keep
me
it up.
Me too. Thanks.
All right. Eric Westfall. We will be giving away Eric Westfall tickets. We'll just put your name on the ticket. It's a show for Eric Westphal. Here, I keep putting this gum down, too. Like
I'll take
I'm
a piece.
I'm done, I swear to God, I'm not trying to drop in. I'm the one with the
I brushed my teeth before I came here, actually. I remembered to do that.
That is something I ask of all the guests that come into the studio. But it's great. Great meeting you, Eric Westphal, folks. Check out his work here at WGBW every day.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Here's a dose of reality. Driving under the influence of prescription painkillers is just as illegal and just as deadly as driving drunk. In fact, there are nearly 2,000 drug-related crashes every year in Wisconsin. Help prevent drugged driving and let's achieve zero preventable deaths on Wisconsin roadways. Driving on pills kills. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Departments of Health Services, Transportation, and Justice.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Hunters, beware what you eat. Wisconsin health officials have issued a new consumption advisory for ducks harvested on Green Bay. Testing shows mallard and wood ducks on the bay are contaminated with toxic PFAS forever chemicals. UW-Madison researchers have linked contamination in the bay to Tyco Fire Products near Marinette. A key research center on the Mississippi River is falling prey to big federal cuts targeting science. The French Island facility, known as an ecosystem research area, produces information on water quality, invasive species, wildlife diseases, and more. Heavy cuts to the program take effect on October 1st and could effectively eliminate more than a century of scientific research. Knowledge is power. Right now on the Defender podcast, $150 million is available to help Wisconsinites upgrade their homes and cut energy use. Learn how to get started at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Ways Month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Conrad's mom says, Whoopi Goldberg with anybody. And that was an answer to tonight's questions. Who are two celebrities you hope never make a sex tape? And the list is endless. But let's pivot here and introduce my listeners anyway. Maybe they already know this next guest. Maybe not. She's been around quite a while and is a radio pro, as I like to call her. And we just met recently, but she joins us here in the studio. And you can hear her right here on WGBW during the day. Laura McKenna.
Hey.
How are you?
Good. It was so refreshing to come in here because in my like work life and in family life, I always have to be the planner of everything.
Yeah.
So coming in with you, I have no idea what we're going to talk about.
Sit back and relax.
Yeah, I love this
Leave
already.
The driving to us.
I love it.
Leave the driving to Conrad. He just tells me what to do and I just listen.
Yeah.
Do you have kids?
I have a cat. Well, this is where... get ready.
Not what I asked.
Get ready. Okay. No, I have a cat. My husband has a cat and a dog. We don't quite live together yet.
Oh, okay.
So it's a whole weird thing, but no kids. I think we're more pet people
than kid people. Yeah. I love that you consider your pets your kids.
Yeah.
And I love that you said, well, we don't live together yet.
Yeah.
We've
we like
tied
to take
knot,
things but very slow.
I think that's great.
Very slow.
Pete, we're finally going to be together. We're going to be buried next to each other, and then we'll spend the rest of I think that's awesome. Well, that's great. It's great to have you here, and it's great to officially meet you in person on the air.
Yeah.
So how's it going here at WGBW?
Good. I remember meeting you briefly a couple weeks ago when the station did the big flip.
Right.
There were so many people in that room. I honestly, I didn't know if I met you that day or not. I was like, did we meet?
Were I
we
introduced in the room? Myself to you and you said, it's great to meet you. We talked for about 20 minutes. You asked me about my life, but it's fine that you don't remember
Sounds about right.
You got cats and husbands you got to worry about. And,
right.
So that was a few weeks ago, but now you're on the air. Mm-hmm. You come on after Dan Marcus in the morning here in Green Bay.
Yeah.
And how is that going?
Good. It was good to be back on the radio in Green Bay because I had moved here in 2008 and spent many, many years doing mornings, which is really early. And I always said if I could do a morning show at night, this would be the perfect. So this is, I'm hitting full.
You think this is a morning show?
At this time of the evening. Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think it sounds fun when I've tuned into your show.
Do you think it sounds like a morning zoo?
Could, on certain nights, it could. but so I get to sleep in a little bit more now. But some of our old crew that we worked in across town together, Dan Marcus in the morning and Eric Westfall in the afternoon, and then me kind of sandwiched in the middle. We're all back together.
You've worked with both those guys before?
No kidding.
Okay. So now it's all coming together. It's all making sense here. So before we get too far into that, tell us and tell the listeners a little bit about your background, where you're from and all that kind of stuff. Let's get to know you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I grew up in Ohio.
Wow.
And my first job in radio right out of college was in La Crosse. So I worked there for about a year.
Okay.
Then moved to the Wausau Stevens Point area for about 2 years. And then 2008 into Green Bay, and I just never left.
That's really impressive. So you say you never left. Do you not want to leave?
Not really.
Okay.
Which kind of brings us to my husband and I. He still lives in Ohio now, so we're like really long distance.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah. And all my family's from Ohio, but they love coming here. And every time they visit, everybody just falls more in love with the area. And I'm like, well, yeah, no kidding. That's why I don't want to leave. So I'm trying to convince him this is the better place to merge households into.
Boy, that sounds like back. And what happens if he says, no, you need to be a Buckeye again and come back to Ohio? What happens there?
Well, you know, it's been 2 years. We got married in March 2023. So we're a couple going into the third year as of March. So.
And you're still
working out really well for him getting me to come back there.
Right. And I just got a new job, honey, and it's not in Ohio.
I mean, I can't leave now.
Right.
Right.
So what, like, how does that work? How do you guys see each other? Or how often, I should say?
I get back at least twice a year because my dentist is still in Ohio. So every 6 months, I got to get my cleaning.
We have to help Laura make a clean break.
I know. I can't, though. Once you're comfortable with a dentist, you can't leave. And I know there's great dentists here in the area, but you got to stick with it. So at least twice a year, I schedule my trips back to see the family, but mainly to go to the dentist. And so I'll see him then. He was just up here a couple weeks ago.
Your dentist?
No, my husband.
Okay.
If the dentist would come to me, that would be great.
I have to tell you, most of my listeners are dentists. So I was trying to help you dig out of a hole there.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I could have more than one, but
you could?
You know? Oh, if I could get a clean... I am one of the rare people that I would go to the dentist every day.
Wow.
And that is so weird. I know. It's
there are weirder things than that, but I do put that in that category. Yeah. Maybe it's a little too much.
I love it. Your teeth feel so clean and it's the best.
It's kind of like someone waiting on you too while you lay there comfortably. Yeah. Just keep the drill away and I'm with you.
And that's probably the thing. I'm a big flosser.
Yeah.
Dental hygiene is important. So I've never had to have the major dental things.
Do you think Laura's trying to tell me something, Conrad? Like maybe
does your breast stink?
I'm coming off a fast. I've talked about
it. Well, now that you bring it up. No.
She's tearing up.
Yeah.
So, all right. So you get back to go to the dentist and see your husband if you have time.
Yeah. If I have time, I work at it.
And how often does he come here?
He has come a few more times this year, I think, than in the past. But
can you say where in Ohio he lives?
He lives in the Columbus area.
Okay.
And I grew up kind of in that northeast corner by Youngstown area.
Sure.
I don't know if you're familiar with that.
My sister lives in the Shaker Heights area.
Yeah.
Like my niece and nephew grew up there. So that's a lovely part of the country. Does he like Green Bay?
He does.
Okay.
He does. So he just has to find the job to get him to move here and then...
Conrad, we got to work on this.
I know.
I think we need to start a campaign. Bring Laura's husband to Wisconsin.
Yeah. Alex needs to move here.
Is Alex listening?
I think he actually was because he texted me about your previous guest.
Because he liked the Tick Town guy.
Yeah. And he's like, oh, that book sounds good. I want to hear more from him. I'm like, you don't even care that your wife is about to be on the show, do you?
Not at all. All right. Laura McKenna is here, folks. You can hear her weekdays here on WGBW, spinning the tunes from 9 to 2.
Yeah.
That's a healthy shift.
Yeah. It's long.
You get a lunch break?
No.
All right.
They work me so hard.
We're coming right back. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You'll never walk alone.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. Family and friends of the suspect in the assassination of conservative activist Charlie Kirk say they believe he was radicalized in the dark corners of the internet. CBS's Andres Gutierrez.
22-year-old Tyler Robinson is not cooperating with law enforcement. His family and those that are close to him are cooperating, and in particular his roommate, who is also his romantic companion.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio and Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu are meeting in Israel in the wake of last week's surprise attack targeting Hamas negotiators in Qatar.
The U.S.-Israeli relationship is very strong. It continues to be strong.
The Pitt, Stephen Colbert, and Seth Rogen's The Studio, big winners at last night's Emmy Awards on CBS. Rogen spoke when he accepted.
The way that we make this show, everyone really has to come together in sort of a glorious fashion. And so thank you all for your hard work. This would not be possible without all of you.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
The Packers back in action. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. The Packers back at practice today, getting ready to head to Cleveland to face the Browns on Sunday. Baseball. It turns out that Bob Uecker, before he died, wrote a letter to the team that if the Brewers reached the playoffs, they could open and read it, which they did Saturday night in the clubhouse.
I got a letter today from Uke. Before we toast, I want to read it. Howdy, boys. Never a doubt you would get this invitation. You did it by believing. Really miss you guys, and I wish I was there. Things are good. The God Almighty picked me to be on his team up here, albeit I'm the third catcher. It's a great league. No day games after night games. No shadows. Told the big guy about you guys. Play hard every night. You're not afraid to play for each other. He's obviously very interested in a group with this uncommon goodness. Enjoy it, keep it light, and believe in each other.
That's Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Peach Wabba. Superman and Lex Luthor teaming up together? What is this world coming to? Before you know it, cats and dogs will be living together. Variety has announced that the sequel for this summer's hit Superman is in motion. If you thought the first one was a spectacle, the follow-up promises an even bigger nemesis will face off against the unlikely duo. James Gunn's Superman, starring David Corenswet, made $613 million worldwide and was a big first swing for the DC Universe, a company where Gunn currently serves as co-CEO. James Gunn says the sequel will be as much a Lex Luthor film as it will be a Superman film. The director says he loved working with Nicholas Hoult, who played Luthor, and really identified with the Luthor character. Yikes. A couple other tidbits from Gunn's Superman world. The director says Supergirl, starring Millie Alcock, is on the schedule to be released in 2026. Superman, A Man of Tomorrow, will start filming in 2026 and be released in 2027. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have another warm, summery day on the way. Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 85 this afternoon. The wind just light out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 50s to low 60s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 60.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend news and sports headlines and discuss Suicide Awareness Month and why the rates keep going up in the state of Wisconsin. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Pete and I are enjoying one more Friday night of summer with our family and friends, and we'll be back live Monday with a brand new week of Nightlight. But in the meantime, here is a show featuring WGBW's new hosts, Dan Marcus, Laura McKenna, and Eric Westfall. Hope you enjoy, and have a great weekend.
Just play this song for the rest of the show. It just makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
This is Nightlight with Peach Wabba. Great to have you with me, folks. We've got Laura McKenna in the studio here with me. She is a new addition here at WGBW. You can hear her from 9 to 2 every weekday, spinning the oldies in between local news, and she does a great job. Tomorrow night, we have a special episode. I'm off for a few days. I'll be back live next Wednesday, but tomorrow night, we have a special show, Conrad.
It is. It's a best of.
It's a best of. We have David Zucker, who is the creator, director of Airplane and Naked Gun. He was on the show the other night, and he's part of the best of. That was a fun interview. My pal Mike Schmidt was on the show, and he talks about playing basketball against girls when he was in high school.
Okay.
It's a very funny story. I'm just going to leave it there. Okay. It's really funny.
Yeah.
And Mike's a great storyteller. And then the band Horace Green will all be part of the best of tomorrow night. So that's a great show, too. And then Aaron Carreno, our pal, will be hosting live. Well, he'll be here in Green Bay, right?
No, he'll be in Madison.
Oh, he'll be in Madison. Okay.
And then I'll still be here in Green Bay, though.
Okay. So, and Aaron has got Terry Barr. So Barr Band Friday night is still intact for this week. And then we'll keep you guys posted about next week. John and Gordy will host one of the nights.
On Monday, 6:35.
Yeah.
Todd Alba.
Will be on the show. With John and Gordy?
Yep.
Oh, that's pandemonium.
In the studio, all in Madison, just not myself.
That's insane. You are going to miss out on a party. You should get in your car and drive down there. Yeah. So that'll be fun. And then Tuesday, what do we have planned?
We do have a guest, and it's about a guy who it's an author who wrote. I can't remember the title now.
But are John and Gordy hosting Tuesday as well?
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
they
yeah.
are.
I thought we had established that, but I wasn't sure. Okay. So they'll have another author. Those guys are great.
Mitchell Goth. He's an author, and he's bringing his writing partner as well.
Nice. How fun. Are they going to write on the air? How fun would that be?
No, it's
like Mad Libs. We need an adjective.
I remember it's all about haunted Wisconsin. So that's going to be something.
I love that.
7:20 or 6:35 on Tuesday.
All right, I'm coming back.
You have
I'm coming
to. Back well, that, that that'll be in Madison, but you'll have to listen because Todd Michaels is going to be on the show Wednesday, I think at 6:35. We're going to talk paranormal. So that's back-to-back haunted shows here on Nightlight. And thank you to John and Gordy and Aaron for holding down the fort while I'll be gone. So that'll be fun. Laura McKenna is here. We're talking about her marriage, we can move on from that. I know your husband is listening and I don't want to take sides. So
you
unless
can.
You want me to.
You can't. It's totally.
Conrad, whose side are you on?
Well, not yours.
Dude, I am not in question. Are you listening to the show? Good Lord. See, you think you got Conrad on your side, but that's where he gets you.
Yeah.
He throws you under the bus first chance he gets.
Well, you know.
Sometimes he's
pushing
side.
The buttons, so we gotta go with that.
We gotta humor him. All right, so when did you get started in radio? Tell us a little bit about how you got into this racket, and you said your first job was in lacrosse. Who were your influences too doing radio?
Oh boy. Well, I'll tell you how, when I went to college, that's how I met my husband we went to the same college. His uncle worked in a radio station group in Columbus, Ohio. And every semester or every year, I should say, he would take two interns. And I thought that I was going to want to go into television news.
Yeah.
And so Alex said, listen, my uncle said he would hook you up with one of those spots if you wanted to do the news radio interning. And like a dummy, I said, I don't want to do radio. I'm going to do TV news. But I guess, I mean, what else do I have to do? Then I get in the building and I'm like, you know, having to be on camera, do your hair, do your makeup every day. Why would I want to do this? And look at these people. They're crazy. And radio, I would fit right in with them. So kind of the rest is history. And then graduated, sent, I'm sure, what was a horrible demo tape to anybody who would take it. And then my first job.
You probably thought it was good at the time, though. But it, like everything we do, when we look back on it, it's like, oh my God, I can't
believe it. I'm sure it was bad. I wish I could find it. It was on cassette tape. That's how long ago we're talking. So I'm sure it is in a box somewhere, but I have not heard it for many years.
What was one of the radio stations you listened to, MMS in Cleveland? That was a big famous rock and roll. It was like the number one station in the country at times.
No, because I would be closer to pick it up. This was way before streaming and all that capability. So it would be more of the Youngstown stations. But
I did stand-up comedy in Youngstown. Yeah.
How was it?
Scary.
Yeah.
It was pretty scary.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah, and I think the owners were mobbed up.
Every time I tell people I'm from Youngstown, that's what they ask. Is your dad in the mob? I'm like, well, not that I know of, but maybe.
What is the deal? That's a big mob town, right?
Yeah. Are you in the mob? Well, I can't really tell you that.
That means you're in the mob. So you play oldies every day. Do you like oldies? Do you have a favorite music genre?
Yeah, I like a little bit of everything. In fact, I work with Aaron that you mentioned that's going to be filling in with you on some of our other Civic Media stations.
Oh,
that's
a
great thing. If you have the Civic Media app, you can choose from all of them. So we work together on an 80s and 90s station in Eau Claire called CFW.
Okay.
And then I'm also on a country station called St. Croix Country, and then the oldies here. So I get a little mix every day.
You have all those gigs right now?
Yeah. I like to have a lot of jobs at one time, just in case.
You could make a case to your husband. Look, I got three jobs
right.
here.
Can
I can't
you pick
possibly
up the pace and just move here? So I.
What would you be doing if you weren't in the radio game?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know. But I officiate weddings on the side as well.
I want to talk to you about that, too. Yeah.
I've hosted right down the street from where this studio is the Meyer Theater in the backstage, which is a event venue. And we've hosted a lot of murder mysteries there. So I do some event hosting and just and a little bit of everything.
So, all right. So what is your, let's say, I think you called on your website, you called yourself a professional marriage
officiant. Wedding officiant.
When did you go pro?
In 2018, my cousin back in Ohio, first
that
she called
first?
Me. Yeah.
Okay.
She called me. She's like, I'm dating someone you went to high school with. And I thought, oh God, this could go a whole lot of different ways.
He lives in Kansas City.
Oh, right.
I live in Youngstown.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's how we do it in my family. And I said, okay, tell me, I'm sitting down. Who is it? And then she said who it was. And he was a really nice guy. And so the next time I was home, they were engaged and said, hey, would you get ordained and marry us? Which, you know, getting up in front of people, that's what we do all the time.
Yeah.
That's a little bit different when it's, you know, a wedding and super sentimental. And I didn't want to mess that up for them. So I laughed and we, you know, went on with the family picnic. And the next time I was home, they brought it up again. I thought, oh God, we're serious about this. I don't know. I don't think I'm qualified for that. But here you just get ordained online. And I thought it was just a one and done thing. I got back to Wisconsin after marrying them. My co-host at the time said, did you ruin their wedding? I'm like, what? Why would
That's
you ask
terrible
that?
Terrible vote of confidence. Yeah.
He's like, well, I know you. I've worked with you for a million years. I figured you would just cry through the whole thing because you'd get so emotional and sentimental. And I just got real dead inside. I pretended I didn't know either the bride or the groom, even though I've known them both for years. And then people started calling into the show and needing an officiant for their niece or their neighbor. And then it just became this whole big, big business.
I have to tell you, I think, so why did they ask? They just wanted you to marry them because they love you as their friend and think you're a nice person?
Yeah, well, my cousin.
It's kind of a strange ask.
I thought that they should get a professional. That was my first reaction.
You were still had amateur status at the time. And
I'm like, you probably want, that is a serious thing. It's legally binding. You want to get a person who's going to do it right. And then
I think I'd be annoyed if somebody said, Pete, we want you to marry us.
Yeah.
You need to go take this course. Right. I don't know if I would do that. Like,
well, and like I said, I thought it was
a good friend.
A one and done favor to friend from high school and my cousin. And then here I am all these years later and hundreds of weddings later. And
I saw on your site, you have great photos of some of the services you've or the marriages you've overseen. Where's the best place to get married in Green Bay? Is there a favorite location?
Oh, you know, there's a ton of great places. I actually did a Lambeau Field wedding once.
I saw that. Yeah.
Yep. And then I do a lot at the Black Sheep Wedding and Event Center, which is really nice out in the New Franken area.
Okay.
A little further closer to the lake in Algoma at the Grain Loft. Like I mentioned,
it's a beautiful city.
Yeah, Algoma, backstage, yeah. Right down the street here. I've done weddings there. There's
what is your, my guest, by the way, is Laura McKenna. You can hear her every day here on WGBW from 9 to 2, spinning the oldies. Great. Do you tap your toe or are you like, these are all just songs I've heard a gazillion times?
No, I think they're fun. It puts you in a good mood. I agree. Can't listen to those songs and be mad about it.
Totally,
you
know? Agree. In fact, when I've been listening more and more as I, on my drive down because I get the AM station and it's, yeah, it's just, it makes you feel good.
They're fun.
It's great.
Yeah.
What is your success rate on people you've married? Is the divorce rate about equal or are you batting a little higher?
I like to think that they have such a good ceremony that there's no chance
that they would, through the tough
they
times.
Would ever get divorced after right. such a beautiful ceremony that they get
wow.
when they get married by McKenna.
Honey, you've cheated on me. I know, but remember what Laura said and how her big smile when she married us?
Remember this day and how beautiful it was. I don't know. I mean, they never really follow up with, hey, I just wanted to let you know we're no longer together.
Hey, thanks for nothing. We got divorced. Like, right? Blame you. Yeah.
So I'm going to say 100%.
Wow.
I'm the secret to a happy, long marriage.
Go with that. All right. So you also do events. I mean, I don't know when you find time to sleep. So you do what do you do? Wedding receptions? You double dip in? You do the, you marry them and then you have them at your ceremony?
But just anything hosting, if they need an announcer, I'll do it.
You're pretty comfortable in front of a crowd, I would imagine.
I'm really nervous.
Are you really?
No.
I have a question for you. How is Wisconsin, A, similar to Ohio, and B, better or worse than Ohio? I'm putting you on the spot.
Okay. Similar. And what's weird is I still call Ohio home, even though I've lived here.
That's not weird.
Almost as long as, you know, I've lived there. I would say similar in weather, because when I found out that I got the job here in the first job in Wisconsin, everyone said, oh, how are you going to deal with Wisconsin winters? But I grew up kind of in that Great Lakes region of Ohio. So we got a ton of lake effect snow. I would say it lasts longer here. Yeah. It goes away quicker in Ohio.
Right.
I would say the difference, the people are nicer here. And everybody notices that when they come to visit.
Nice.
And the first time my parents made the trip, they called, okay, we just crossed into Wisconsin. We're going to stop at a Quick Trip. And then it was the longest. I knew it should be a couple more hours. They should be here. And it's, the time is ticking. I'm like, are they okay? I call, I'm like, where are you guys? Is everything okay? Yeah. Mom's like, well, we had to stop a couple times, but it's like a whole half hour at these gas stations. People are talking to us. Oh, what brings you into town? Or we're going to see our daughter. She's on the radio. Then they're going to tune in. I'm like, oh my God, Mom.
I would literally scream if I was behind your parents in line at Quick Trip and they're getting to know the Quick Trip cashier.
But that's how nice people are. They're just genuinely good people.
That's how it is in Marinette. The grocery store clerks are like bartenders.
Yeah.
You got people coming through. They got the coupons and they want lottery tickets. Then they're turning this in. It's like you can spend 20 minutes and then they're telling you about their grandkids and that kind of stuff.
Oh,
and it's like, I'm like, and I don't want to sound like a jerk, but I'm like, I do have things to do today.
Now you got to make time. You got to make time.
I would rather almost shoplift and risk getting caught than stand in line behind someone
but
for
they would be the nicest to prosecute you if you were shoplifting.
They would say, we understand.
We'll bag that up for you. Don't worry.
I'm Sheriff Big Softy. Welcome to Marinette. all right. So lots of Wisconsinites leave, I've noticed, and come back. And I want you to think about this because we have to do a short break.
Okay.
But is Ohio similar to that? Think about that. And would you ever go back? Or are you here to stay? Or have you not decided yet? There is no right or wrong answer.
Okay.
We'll talk about that. And then I'm going to ask Laura what she's watching on TV or binge watching because her husband lives far away. So I know you watch TV.
Yeah.
Between your 18,000 radio gigs. All right. It's Peach Wabbit and Nightlight. We're coming right back on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. September 4th, Native Nations asked the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold the longstanding right of individuals to bring voting rights complaints to federal court. If the High Court takes the case, its decision could have consequences for voting rights protections under the Voting Rights Act. In 2021, the Turtle Mountain Band of Chippewa Indians and the Spirit Lake Nation negotiated with the state of North Dakota to create voting districts which didn't dilute Native voting power. But after a 2023 Eighth Circuit Court decision in Arkansas, the state of North Dakota reneged on its deal with the tribes. The decision said only the U.S. Justice Department, not individual voters, could bring suits to enforce the VRA. Of 450 VRA Section 2 cases since 1982, only 18 were brought by DOJ. May 14th, a three-judge appeals panel affirmed that decision, but still only for the Eighth Circuit. After a July 15th stay, the nations asked the High Court on September 4th to take the case. Spirit Lake Nation Chair Lana Jackson Street said, "It is shameful that when we succeeded in court and got a fair map in place, the state turned its attack toward the Voting Rights Act and a person's right to vote free from discrimination. We need the Supreme Court to protect our fundamental right to vote and be heard." We have our past reports on the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This one goes out to the elder millennials. We're not as flashy as those other millennials and not as grungy as Gen X, but our music deserves another listen. Burn Before Listening features hits, no, we can't read a deep cuts, and some authentic cringe. This is from 2000 to 2009, Burn Before Listening on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, Sundays at 9 p.m.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is cheering on Bucky Badger, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to pre-recorded content.
Welcome back to Nightlight, folks. We are, thank you for all your texts and calls, and we'll have a few more minutes here with my current guest, Laura McKenna, who joins me in studio, and you can listen to her on WGBW. I can't talk. It's getting late.
Don't worry, because we just flipped that station, and that
so
is exactly
right now,
what I sound like.
Okay. Laura McKenna is here. You can hear her weekdays on WGBW. That's where we are now, from 9 to 2. Our question of the night was, what two celebrities do you never want to see on a sex tape? And Steady Eddie, our pal from Madison, says, Pete, worst sex tape couple, Donald J. Trump and the person he loves the most, Donald J. Trump. Steady Eddie doesn't want to see a Trump solo sex tape. Remember that time when Trump stared at the sun? That's what I would do to avoid watching any Trump on Trump action. Steady Eddie, Steady Eddie crushed it tonight. Thank you, buddy. That's a great text. Sydney from Oregon says, Grimace and the Hamburglar. Finally, not attacking a politician. How, which, you know, you
where does your him. Mind pick that?
Yeah, really. What is Sydney into? That's not even like furry. That's like
must
puppet.
Love, you know, must love McDonald's.
I guess so.
Maybe.
He's just hungry. But we did have Kermit and Miss Piggy earlier.
Same so person or a different the, person?
Same person.
Okay.
Said he didn't want to see those two together. And I thought that's basically a PG-13 because they don't even.
You would think,
have,
right? Yeah.
You know, but this is, maybe they could hang out as couples.
Hmm.
You know, I don't know. We'll noodle that, Sydney. Thank you, though, very much. Thank you for all your texts. So, Laura, you're also a professional gift wrapper. Let's get, where can people follow you if they want to find out all your talents?
Probably the easiest is the Laura McKenna Facebook page.
Okay.
If you just search that.
You got a fan page?
Yeah. Well,
that's awesome.
It's to keep track of everything, I have to have like one central. Yeah. So that's probably the easiest way to send a message or.
You know, I've always been scared to set up a fan page because what if you have like four people? Like I've been in show business my entire adult life as a writer, a comedian, all this stuff. But most of my career, social media wasn't really a thing. Only in the last like 10 years is it Instagram and this and that and Snapchat. And
yeah,
truly be scared if I set up, Beach Wob a fan page, and they're like, we're good. That's okay.
no, thanks.
I'll still keep you as a friend on the regular Facebook, but I'm not.
But no.
That's kind of, that could be overwhelming, I think.
Yeah.
But you're doing okay. You got a lot of fans. You got many talents.
Well, maybe. I have a lot of jobs. I don't know how talented at any of them I am, but.
It's good to have a side hustle. I think it's safe to say radio is your gig because you got all these jobs.
I've been doing it a long time, yeah.
Yeah, but that's good that you have like side hustles, I think. All right, so here's the question of the night.
Okay.
You're so busy. You've got this long distance marriage. You've got three radio jobs. You're getting people married. You don't want to hear about their divorces. I get it. What are you watching on TV? What do you watch at night?
I will tell you that I really live for Friday Night Datelines. Do you ever watch Dateline?
Oh, the investigative.
Oh yeah. I'm a Dateline watcher for a long time. Yeah, from way back. My favorite. If I could meet a celebrity, and I know that's not the question tonight.
Yeah, that's okay.
But I love Keith Morrison. Do you know who that is on Dateline?
That's Matt Perry's dad.
Oh yeah.
Stepdad.
He's been around
forever.
I know. And whenever we lose that national treasure, I'm going to be very, very sad because he's getting up there.
What have you heard?
No, nothing. But I'm just thinking. I heard a mention of Betty White earlier on the show, and that was sad when she was gone. And I'm going to take it really hard. But I hope it's many, many years from now. And I hope he never retires from Dateline because it's not going to be the same.
He's had a good run. People have called him the Pete Schwab of Dateline.
I've heard that. I really have.
Yeah. I'm trying to work Nightlight in there. I can only work my own name in. That's a good show. But yeah. I mean, I haven't seen it in years, but it's like true crime before there was true crime, right?
Right. It was I think it was the OG.
The OG.
You're not going to find a better host than Keith Morrison. But when it's not a Friday night, kind of like when people watch ESPN or the HGTV, I am a court TV watcher like that. It's always on at my house. So much so that when I brought my cat home, When I would leave, I would just put court TV on so he felt like I was still home because he was so used to the
I thought you just thought he liked legal drama. I think he does.
I think he really does.
Well, that's fun. So pretty much just that kind of stuff. You're not into like a show, or have you seen any of the summer movies that have been out?
You know, I have been so busy this summer that I haven't had a chance to watch. My mom was up visiting and we finished up The Handmaid's Tale that last season.
Oh, wow.
That's not
such
for
a depressing
everyone.
Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. I watched the first season. I'm like, man, I just felt like
it's.
I don't think I'd like. I have a wife who, you know, she's kind of a fan and a daughter. And that show made me so angry. But not just because I have a wife and a daughter. The show is horrible. It's not
a feel good.
No, it's not.
but that's kind of the stuff that I watch. So it's not. I don't know why it's so dark.
I don't know. And I don't know why I said it, because I hate when like there's a professional athlete that like roughs somebody up or has a situation at home where they do something to a woman and the coach always says, well, I have a daughter. It doesn't matter.
Right.
It's just a terrible thing. Yeah. And I kind of fell into that trap because when you said Handmaid's Tale, but it is a horrifying show.
Yeah, it's a horrible show and I loved it. But there's another one. And you had a question a few nights ago about if you could have a fictional character come rescue you or things like that.
Hero, yeah.
And my first thought was Ben Affleck and the accountant and his brother in that movie. They would get you. But there's another series, and I think it is going to have a second season.
Okay.
But it just finished up the first season. Streaming on Hulu, I believe, called Paradise. And if you watched This Is Us, totally different show. But Sterling K. Brown, who was Randall on that show.
Right.
Is the lead in this Paradise show. So good.
I've heard that about Paradise.
Yeah, he might be my pick to come rescue me.
Okay.
If you needed rescuing.
I'd like you to submit answers to all the questions since I've been doing this show. Okay. That would be if we, okay. Well, Conrad, we can get our list.
I have plenty of time in my life. Don't worry.
Rachel from Milwaukee says, Jane Van Der and Greg Bach. Never want to see that tape. Oh, come on. I'm cheering for those two to make this happen. Okay, that was awkward. Folks, I will see you next Wednesday. You're in good hands. In the meantime, thank you, Laura McKenna. It's just so
thank
fun.
Thank you for having me.
My pleasure. Yeah. Good luck with all your gigs.
Thank you.
Turn pro at all of them.
Thank you.
Conrad, you going to miss me?
No. Yes.
Not, you know what? Good night, Wisconsin.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief.
Heavens are roaring.
A vigil at the Kennedy Center for conservative activist Charlie Kirk. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
The best way to honor his memory and to honor his unmatched legacy is to live as Charlie did.
Investigators say the 22-year-old suspected gunman is not cooperating with their probe. A financial request in the wake of Kirk's assassination. CBS's Willie James Inman.
So the Trump administration is requesting $58 million in emergency funding for security for the executive branch and funding to protect judges.
15-year-old British actor Owen Cooper, now the youngest male Emmy winner ever. He took last night's prize for Netflix Adolescence.
It may have my name on this wall, but it really belongs to the people behind the camera and Steven and all that, all the cast. So, yeah, and I hope you all have an amazing night and good night.
CBS News Brief. I'm